You don't have to run away to join the circus these days, at least not if you're on Kauai during the next week or so. That's when Kauai's Storybook Theater will play host to the Big Island's Hiccup Circus, which is coming to the Garden Isle to share its skills and to put on a show called Ecotopia, an event that promotes an environmental message with juggling pins made from recycled plastic bottles, while jugglers walk on stilts made from recycled wood. There's a lot more going on here than circus stunts, and Mark Jeffers of Storybook Theater is in Hanepepe on the line to tell us more. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Chris.
Captain Mark, I should say.
Well, Captain Mark in another context, but yes, I'm the executive director here at Storybook Theater. Happy to be aboard.
And you folks use the whole thing of circus events and circus performance to tell a story, get a message out, yeah?
Well, Storybook Theater is the producer of this particular event, Chris. This is a group of people that are a very famous, actually, group of people from the Big Island. Mm-hmm. And they are my old acquaintances from many years ago. People may remember Graham Ellis of Volcano Circus. They have a beautiful property down by Kalapana, and he trains young people to go out into the community to show off their circus arts. And the young people are called Hiccup Circus. Those are the folks we're bringing here to Kauai.
But when the Hiccup Circus performs, it performs with a message.
Well, the message always in circus arts is fun, excitement, energy, timing, skill. You know, how do they do that? You know, that's kind of always the medium is the message. Beyond that, subtly, there's the Ecotopia concept because we're performing with young people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, recycling is a trendy thing now in schools. Everybody's got a small garden and is bringing their newspapers and soda cans to their classrooms in the morning. And, you know, it's an exciting thing. So, okay, what's the next step? Well, make that into something, reuse it.
As you actually reuse the materials used in the performance, yeah?
Yeah, the guys, of course, you're down there in Puna, you know, that's kind of far out into the provinces, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, but you have to have things to make and create into juggling or the circus arts props, the props that go with circus arts, things like costumes.
Right.
So, you know, thrift shops are always on the top of the line list for the Hiccup Boys. And also, believe it or not, hotel tennis courts. Because those used tennis balls are, well, with a little bit of work on them, are excellent for juggling props.
Yeah, and tennis players tend to discard those balls in large numbers, as I well know.
Well, these guys, they slice them open, they put coins in them,
uh-huh.
giving them a little weight and a little jingle, and then they put a balloon around it, and then they tape it up with electrician tape.
Wow.
And that becomes a very tight little unit for juggling.
Huh.
And, of course, we have to go in search of those tennis balls here on Kauai. And the boys are going to come over for a week. They're going to stay here at Storybook Theater, which is a performing art theater for children here in Hanepepe on the west side of the island.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to stay in our classroom, sleeping on the floor, and they're going to go out every day. Courtesy of the mayor's summer enrichment program, and we're going to go out and visit the different sites, and we're going to do lecture demonstrations, and we have some public performing too, so the whole island can come out and see these guys.
Well, Mark, when kids are first exposed to the circus arts, and they say they want to learn juggling and stilt walking, how difficult is that to learn?
Well, juggling itself would take about a week of, you know, a couple hours a day of work. You have to sort of reprogram your nervous system. Children are young enough so that they don't have a lot of programming in there. So when they stand up and work on a juggling move, you know, with one ball, two balls, three balls, or more,
mm-hmm.
then they're in the act of programming or setting their nerves and muscles right there and then. And if the coaching is right, you know, with lots of appreciation, but sort of tough love, then they get it. And when you start to get it, like stilt walking as well, when you start to pick up that feeling of balance, it's very exciting. It's very, it's an immediate reinforcement. And
is
that's
it easier
rare now in education, just the immediacy of a physical reinforcement like that.
Is it easier when you're young?
Oh, certainly. Certainly. There's no doubt about that. I have attempted to learn to juggle several times. Of course, my juggling, and I'm sure yours is as well, Chris, is your the mental juggling that we do to just balance our day with our to-do list, you know, what we want to try to accomplish. That's a form of juggling as well. But children, they learn best with experiential opportunities. So this is a great experience for them to be able to step up to this plate.
And it sounds as if motor skills are easier to learn when you're less programmed. That's kind of what you're saying, huh?
Well, motor skills are, they're part of a child's whole day. The whole day is spent, you know, in exploration. The best kinds of learning that children can do is like something right in front of them. And that's why I love outdoor classrooms the best, where you can, you know, you're involved in exploring right away, and there's a real fresh kind of a great feeling in that. But children learn by experience, and if they're willing to take the challenge, now that sometimes is a problem, sometimes with intermediate school age, 10, 11, 12, 13, right in there, just standing up in front of the crowd or being the first one to step up or trying something and then not doing it exactly right and being embarrassed, you know, those kinds of things get in the way. Probably the best age to learn something like this is, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, right in that time frame.
Well, Mark, it's interesting that you pinpoint that to a specific age, because it does seem at that just pre-adolescent years is sort of the dawn of self-consciousness, right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's the way I see it.
It sounds as if you've learned a lot about learning in the course of presenting.
Well, I'm an educator. I was trained at the University of Hawaii as a teacher trainer, actually, and I taught in community colleges, early education. My focus has been preschool-age children. So child development is something that you have to really immerse yourself in and really know the basics of. And you have to know that all children develop the same, going through the same recognizable stages of development, in not only physical development, but emotional and cognitive as well. And when you can recognize those stages, then you can provide learning opportunities that challenge the child just right, not too much, not too less, but just right challenge, you know. And I think that's what teachers need to be involved with, is knowing as much as they can about child development so that they can provide those opportunities in their classroom.
So it sounds as if those developmental categories that have been used in education, they're pretty accurate in your observation.
Well, it's true for human beings all over the world. I mean, the human as a species goes through these same stages of development. So, it's something that we all have in common. We could share more with, other nations what we know and let them teach us what they know.
That'd be nice.
Language is the critical part, of course, because language is sort of a reflection of what you know inside and what you're capable of.
Well, Mark, it's good to talk to you about this. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time.
Not a problem. Can I toot the horn for our public performance?
We'll do that. Mark Jeffers is the executive director of the Storybook Theater in Hanapepe, Kauai, which is presenting shows and workshops in the coming week from the Hiccup Circus. There are performances Friday and Saturday, July 11th and 12th, and you can learn more at hpr2.org.